Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Much of the work that sustained Utah's communities in the late 19th century was done by women, in the home, for no wage. But those women who worked for wages outside their homes often did so in professions such as midwifery, where few would question a woman earning money to help other women give birth. One such woman was Hannah Sorensen, a 60-year-old Danish Mormon immigrant who moved to Bluff in 1896 to serve as a paid midwife for southeastern Utah. Driven by faith and a holistic approach to medicine, Sorensen not only delivered babies, but also served as the doctor, the obstetrician, and the all-around physician for disorders both physical and mental. Sorensen could start the day mending broken bones and end it with administering folk remedies. When she delivered a baby, she either stayed with the mother for her 10-day confinement or visited daily to help cook, clean, care for the newborn, and take charge of the other children. It might be easy to think that midwives chose their occupation based on some natural instinct or sense of devotion, but midwifery was one of the few jobs in 19th century Utah open to women who wanted to earn a wage. Hundreds of women who received training in Salt Lake City took up midwife positions across the state and charged between $2 and $10 for a delivery. The wages they earned and the demand for their specialized skills afforded midwives more autonomy than many women had at the time. Nonetheless, midwives were not free from expectations consistently faced by women in the workplace. When Hannah Sorensen trained other midwives, for example, she advised them to remain refined, quiet, and sensitive, so as to not jeopardize their place as a true lady. Another trainer, Dr. Ella Shipp, insisted that midwives be pleasant, clean, and good cooks who could communicate another's thoughts and actions without coming across as too talkative. Still, with their careful break from tradition, Utah midwives both served their communities and opened up new possibilities for women and their work. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, our production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.